to the Klamath Tribes podcast. Today we're talking with Madeline Hutchinson of Social Services. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Madeline is involved in a program called Positive Indian Parenting.
Yes, actually we do a curriculum that our program does provide, and that is the Positive Indian Parenting class.
When did this start? Is this a new initiative?
No, actually, this has been around for a while now. You know, I was just talking the other day with someone that used to work in the social services that just recently came back. And she was telling me when they first started this PIP, there was a group of people. So they would put it on. But, you know, as time went on, people started going their own ways and stuff. And so I get this opportunity to carry the torch and hopefully in the meantime gather recruiters so that, you know, we can all facilitate this so one don't get burnt out and so on and so forth.
So this is a class that they attend? How do you present it?
Yes, I have done it before in person, just with the social services. But this time around, we're doing we're working with three other tribes from Oregon.
Those tribes are?
They are Coos, Lower Umpqua. There is Confederate Tribes of Siletz, and there's CT Clusi, and then of course us. So this time we're going to do a hybrid. We're going to have people in person, and then also we're going to have a Zoom link, which anybody around the nation, if they really wanted to, they get a hold of this link and they can participate in it. So this is going to be a little tricky because it's going to be my first time doing it, but I have high hopes that everything will turn out just the way it needs to be.
Is it a one-time Zoom, or is this going to be a once a month? Or?
Oh, I apologize. So let me go to my notes. I did bring a flyer, you know. So first of all, I want to give a shout out to, and I'm going to probably say this wrong, and please forgive me, but Dichi Yaks Prevention Program, because they're the ones that are going to allow us to use their building at 6000 New Way. They're going to help us with the building. So I just want to give a shout out to them because I love Mandy and I love Loopy and what they're doing in their prevention team. And my hopes are that we work more collaborating with them, you know, doing what they do, and maybe get an invite, you know, in assisting as well, you know, because it is a community thing. So we have a 6-week series. We'll be covering various topics of honoring traditional parenting practices. Let me reverse, okay, because I always just like talk. But we'll be doing 6 sessions, and they would be traditional parenting, traditional behavior management, lessons of Mother Nature, lessons of the storyteller, praise in traditional parenting, lessons of the cradleboard, choices in Indian parenting, and harmony in child rearing. And I just want to kind of like give a little background about this. It was started with NICWA, Lorraine Bravo. She's helped do this curriculum for our Native families. As you know, there was a time where, you know, everybody had a place. The children had the place, the mothers, the fathers, everyone in their band, their circle had a place. And so really, parenting was left to everyone, you know. And again, back in that time, everybody knew their space. So as time goes back, time goes on, we, for per, you know, first contact, you know, things started getting unbalanced. You know, things started changing. There was new different things that were being implemented. And so, you know, we don't live in the same era as we did back in time when grandma, great grandma, ancestors lived. So we're living in like this two world now, you know, and this two world is, you know, the society, you know, that's being taught to us now. And then ours, what we've learned and where we come from and how can we bring them together, you know, because it's pretty hard. So we have, we go from, you know, living this, you know, balanced life and parenting and stuff like that to, you know, living a life of, you know, don't do that, stop, you know, hitting, slapping, punching, whatever it may be, learning of parenting, you know. I mean, I was in the spanking era, you know, that's why I'm so nice and, you know, I'm, you know, but, you know, but the thing is that was taught to us, you know, and it even reflects also in the boarding school era and all that stuff. So corporal punishment was taught to us. And now in this time, and now it's like, you spank your child, where are you going to go? You're going to go to jail. You know, you're going to get all these charges on you. You're going to get all this kind of stuff. But the thing is that was taught to us. You know, we didn't know that kind of stuff before because we were in that balance. So with this parent positive Indian parenting, it just we reflect on who parented us. You know, how did we learn what we learned today, or if we didn't learn anything, you know. And that will help us to, you know, really navigate in how we want to parent in our life. What kind of parent are we going to be? You know, there's more to talk about PIP, but, you know, I guess my punchline is if you want to learn more, you know, be at 6,000 New Way, Klamath Falls, Oregon, you know, and starting April 23rd, and it will go through May 28th. And again, virtual is available for the ones that can't come, but they want to be there. It'll be held every Tuesday. And, you know, just call me. There will be a dinner provided. Children can come. We'll have a little space for them. And if you are calling or if you are coming in person, to reach out to me. My phone number is 541-891-0754. And yeah, you know, I mean, this isn't really a facilitator, because I am a facilitator that, you know, I know everything, because I don't. And I'm still learning, and I love to be a part of our people and you know, and share and learn, you know. And also this is open up to the whole community, you know. This is for everyone, you know, non-tribal members as well, if they want to learn, you know, because what are we going to learn together, you know what I'm saying? So that's that with PIP. So I know I kind of just jumped into it all. I just want to kind of reintroduce myself again. You know, I am an enrolled member of the Klamath Tribes. My name is Madeline Hutchinson. I am a CFS family advocate for the Klamath Tribe Social Services. And what that means is I have two roles in my position, which is, one, I go out on assessments when DHS, the Department of Human Services, Child Welfare goes and, you know, goes on assessments. I get information that they're going, and I will be there to represent our tribal people. Let's see. And then the second part, I do the prevention, Title IV-E, which allows me to do these parenting classes and stuff to make it available for our tribal people. Let me slow down. Let me take a breath. Okay. Let's see. So I do a program, a prevention program as well. What the age limits that I help with are from 14. Let me get this right. 'Cause really, honestly, I want to say 0 to 24, but per policy and procedure, you know. No, I do. Okay. So, 'cause the only thing that changed in my program was the, you know, I was able to help adults, single adults that needed that support, you know, that were going through hard times, in which we do need someone to assist single folks. We really do. But per the child welfare, we help with to get the services through our program. You have to be a tribal member with kids that are enrolled tribal members or eligible to be enrolled. And this is throughout Oregon. So this doesn't only service to the Klamath Basin, but this also services to Portland, Salem, Eugene, throughout Oregon. And what this does is this is for families that are at high risk that are like, and I'm going to use this as an example. Say a family is going through domestic violence, you know, and they know that they need help. They're using drugs or drinking or they just need some help. Or maybe they're not using any at all, but they're like, you know what? I can't handle this. I need that extra help. They're going to call me. This is a voluntary program. They're going to go get a intake packet, and they're going to fill it all out to the best of that they want, you know, the best to best. The thing, when I say best of their ability, in what I'm thinking, fill it out honestly so that I can help you the best way that I can. So families that are like desperately in need, they're like an inch away and they know in their gut that they're like, man, I need some help now, or I know that things are going to shift and my kids are going to be taken away. They can reach out to me and fill out, and again, it's a voluntary program. Reach out to me, fill out an application that I have, and then I'll work with the family, you know, figuring out what their needs are, not figuring out, because they're going to already tell me what their needs are. And I will be able to, they will have their family goals. I will have, as I serve the families, what's my responsibility to help, you know, to bridge the barriers that they're facing.
And this is under what program now we're talking?
We're talking about the CFS.
What does that stand for?
Children and Family Services.
Okay.
Program in this, in the admin building.
Right.
But it's through the family advocate with me. And then also we have a population of our tribal youth that were in foster care, and they're aging out of foster care. And then that's from 18 to 24. Some people, they get kicked out. Where's the services for them? You know, all they knew is that they've lived in a systematic thing that where they've been, you know, watched over, where do they end up? You know, I'm able to service them as well, you know, bring them back, you know, they would do the same thing. They're adults, so they have an intake packet. It's voluntary. Let's get them the services they need. Right now, actually, I am working to set up a MOU with IYS.
That's a lot of acronyms there. MOU is...
I'm so sorry. It's a memorandum of understanding. You can correct me if I'm wrong because my tongue is like blah, blah, blah.
And the other acronym you had there, abbreviation?
Is IYS is intern. Oh, how do I say it?
That's okay.
No. No, because you know what? I'm a professional. it's IYS is it's a youth service in Klamath Falls. It's integral something.
Integral Youth Service.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you. Good looking out. Yes, with them, because they service the same people, the same population. And they're able to help also with like housing, cooking skills and stuff like that. And we want to make sure that our tribal youth don't get slip through the cracks. If they are really seeking assistance, we want to be able to bounce off of each other, to work with each other, to help each other. Referring, you know, is so important. You know, if I refer someone to somewhere, I want them to make sure that they're being taken care of. They're not just like, no answer. So that's one of the reasons why we're going to be doing this, that we're working on this. Let's see.
How's the turnout been? Is the social services flush with people coming through the door?
Well, you know, right now, they're within our child welfare system. The numbers of our children are low, but
that's a good thing.
That is a good thing, but also it's our kids are being in guardianship, which is not a good thing. So that means it looks like it's good, but then it's not very good because it's like, okay, they're in guardianship, but they're in guardianship with non-tribal members. So, you know, is that really good or is it not good?
And that's a whole nother topic for another show.
And it is. okay, so moving on. With my program, I'm learning it as we go. So when I say I'm learning it, I am learning what messaging are we really doing? What is this program really about? Starting from December, working out the kinks and stuff with this new intake packet, we already had to kind of revise. We had to revise on some of the, again, like, you know, who we're working with. That's why I don't work with single individuals anymore. So it's like, you know, it's a work in progress. I went from, what was it, 6 to 2 right now, and this is from December through right now, you know, because, you know, the change of the format as well. And, you know, we need to get this out to let everyone know that this is an offer in our department. And also, we want them to, it's a new program. It's not like, I got this, I know what I'm doing. No, I also am a peer support. So, you know, I work with people a lot. You know, also coming from a background of foster care as well. Coming from a family of hardship and kind of prevailing over that, you know, it's my responsibility to also, you know, service and meet families where they're at. Let's see. I did have a list. Let me go back to my list that I skipped like two of them. So again, so yes, okay. So we talked a little bit about the PIP, you know, please reach out to me. And then also about the program, the Prevention Title E, that can service throughout Oregon, with struggling families or families that, and also they can be like families that are, say that there's a mom and dad that are non-tribal, but they're raising tribal children. They can also, be accepted into this program. You know, I'm a little nervous, so I'm all like trying to speed through, but then also it's so vital when I highlight these programs that it's important. It's important on what we're doing and why we're there, why we're in the social services, why is the CFS family advocate where she's at. And, you know, I mean, I love questions. I love when people reach out to me. Let's see, you know, we also, you know, I do want to throw this out, and I got permission from my boss, my director, Ariel. She was going to be here, so I just want to thank her for allowing this to happen. But she's doing what she does best, and she's really advocating for the program and, you know, making changes. You know, she's in a meeting right now, so she was going to be here. So, you know, when Ariel hears this, I just want to acknowledge her as well. As when I got into my position a little over 2.5 years ago, she was just starting as well as the director there. So we're all like learning new things. We're really trying to prevent, really trying to stand in our sovereignty, you know, so we can serve our people. There's been a little bit of ups and downs, but, you know, again, this is a whole new team, whole newness. So hopefully people around our area in the tribes will see this change. And I mean, again, it's been I've only been in my position for a little over 2 years. So I know I've seen changed, but I don't really know if the community has, but I truly hope that they have. And I hope that this is a start to something as well. Let's see. And she gave me permission to say this. We have a couple of openings within the Klamath tribes. One is the family advocate. We have openings for family advocate position, and also we have one for a GA, and there's more to come. It's so vital that we get more family advocates, you know, someone to fill in that has that compassion for people, that has that drive to want to serve our people. You know, I know there's a lot that, you know, on an application that has like all these different requirements. Sometimes it's having that lived experience that makes that whole much in life, in our department, in our work, so much better. So I would encourage anybody to just fill it out. If you feel that, have that desire and compassion, fill it out, fill out the application. Put it in, you know, because we never know. You might be the person, you know, and I'm speaking this out to everyone. You may be that person to make that change for other things and bring things, bring newness in. So let me see.
If people want to refer to everything you talked about today, including a job application, is it all on the Klamath Tribes website, klamathtribes.org?
Yes. Actually, Kenneth Smith.
That's me.
You send out all these flyers and posting. So yes, or they can call Kenneth Smith. No, just.
Or they can call you.
Or they can call me.
Once again, your phone number is
541-891 0754.
And the Klamath Tribe's website also has the jobs that are always open for applicants, and you can update that as things develop and you fill positions.
Yeah.
And again, one more time on the PIP.
Yes. It is going to be at the 6000 New Way, Klamath Falls, Oregon, 97601, every Tuesday evenings, starting at 5 p.m. for the people that are in person to eat dinner. But we will be starting at 6 on virtually, and it will be lasting from April 23rd through May 28th. And again, you can call me.
One more time, the number.
541-891-0754.
Madeline Hutchinson, Social Services for the Klamath Tribes. Thank you for joining us today for this weekly podcast of the Klamath Tribes.
Woo-hoo. You're very welcome, and thank you for having me.